11:15 is where we are now. We're in the late morning and almost toward noontime. This is the normal time for us to welcome Mabel Louise Stewart to join us here, our founder. Hello.
Hi there. Bless you today. Maybe the Lord's giving you a hint that you need some rest.
Maybe so.
Anyway, it's so good to be with everybody this morning. You know what? I took time to look at the calendar and count how many days I've been homebound. And I'll have to say, it's not been all that bad. I keep busy preparing messages for all of you out there. And I also receive calls and send calls to my friends. And that keeps me busy, too. I guess, really, keeping in touch helps all of us. And it's been so wonderful, hasn't it, to hear all those stories of individuals and companies, and oh, it's been so great, who have been helping in so many ways, especially the doctors and the nurses and the health workers. Aren't they wonderful? Well, you know what? Prayer is one of the greatest needs of all, and we can all do that. So that's what I'm busy doing. And there's so many lessons, isn't there, that we can learn from this virus experience. And I want to visit with you today on the subject of patience. Okay, so you can groan along with me. How can we learn patience without having problems and without having all those trials and tribulations? I guess we really can't. And there are two portions of scriptures that have blessed my life, and let me pass them on to you today. One of them is Romans 5, 1 through 6, and the other is James 1, 3. And did you know there are 38 verses in the Bible using that word patient? And there's six more using patiently. So I guess we have plenty to go around, don't we? We can always find more and more and more. I guess we have to face it. We all need it. I know I do. Well, the Lord lets us know that in this life, we really need it. And most of us are guilty of wanting something done yesterday. I know that was my attitude in enduring when I had real bad sore knees and had to have surgery. Oh, I wanted relief yesterday because it was really an ouch. And one of my very favorite portions of scripture is found in Romans 5, 1 and 6, 1 through 6. So let me read it to you, okay? Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Three benefits of salvation right there for all of us. Peace, grace, and hope. Wow. And not only so, and listen to this, Paul was in prison. Yes, hooked to a chain. And to an iron tube, a heavy iron tube, so that he could not move or get away. Think of that. And yet he says this, we glory. You mean it, Paul? Unbelievable. We glory in tribulations, also knowing tribulation worketh patience. And patience, experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. I love that portion of Scripture. And then it ends with this: for when we were yet without strength, in due time, Christ died for the ungodly. Can you say today that you're so glad that you've accepted Christ as your Savior? Because that's what that means, that Christ died for you, that you might have that hope. Yes, that beautiful hope of heaven. Well, my other verse that I told you I wanted to share is found over in the book of James. I did a little research on the person of James, who was, by the way, a brother of our Lord. And Mark 6 tells us that Jesus returned to his hometown of Nazareth and was preaching in the synagogue, and the people questioned the fact that Jesus had a right to preach by saying this: is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and Judah and Simon? Are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. Well, the commentaries tell us that James was really an unbeliever during Jesus' public ministry on earth, and that he became a believer about the time of the crucifixion. So following the resurrection, Christ appeared to James. Let me read it to you from 1 Corinthians 15:7. After that, he was seen of James, then all of the apostles. He was also present in the upper room. James became the leader of the Jewish church about 45 A.D. Josephus said that James was martyred at Jerusalem in A.D. 62. He was a great leader of the Jerusalem church, and people came from everywhere because he was the overseer and headed up all of the festivals. Just a little tiny bit of history to pass along before I give you that verse. It's verse 3 of the first chapter. Here's what it says: knowing this, that the trying or the testing of your faith worketh patience. You see, God uses patience to mold us. Yes, mold us in the image of his Son, Jesus. Let me give you a good definition of patience. Patience is learning to accept difficult situations as being from God and staying faithful without giving God a deadline to remove them and also to become a quitter. So patience is one of life's most difficult lessons. It is for me. How about you? It's something we all need in our lives, and I would say in every area. Patience with your husband, patience with your wife, patience with your children right now while you're housebound. Yes, patience with friends, patience at work, wherever we are. Yep, we need it. So I thought we'd learn some lessons together. You can't learn patience immediately. That's right. You just can't snap your finger and say, whoops, it's here. I have patience. And, of course, we want it right now. We live in the now generation, instant pudding lifestyle. The grocery store is full of instant potatoes, instant cake mixes, instant icings. Yes, everything you can think of. And most of us want everything done yesterday, especially when we go to the doctor's office and all of those dental appointments, waiting. And we find it hard to wait for God's directions in our lives. Isn't that hard to do? We want to live on our own time and our own schedule and not on what the Lord has planned for us. I guess we just want to go by leaps and bounds instead of taking our time. I'm guilty of wanting a quick fix from the doctor, aren't you? Ask anyone who has cancer or a bad knee or a bad hip, and they want a quick fix. But so tell me, it takes time, doesn't it? And they have to work. There's so many people that want to go get so many places and so many times to get ahead and do everything in a hurry. And we usually lose out, don't we? The Bible says in Psalm 27, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Well, the Lord is telling us that we're far ahead if we learn patience, for we can be used better for God's glory, and in helping others even. There's always a reason for the Lord in making us wait. Did you know that? That's true. We cry and we fuss and we say, why do we have to wait when the Lord knows how badly we need what we are praying for? Isn't it hard to have patience when you're praying for something that you need so badly and you want to happen? Why the many delays, Lord? Well, maybe we can think about some reasons. And you know what? I'm looking at the clock, and according to my little watch, I'm about out of time. So let me finish this on my next broadcast. Would you do that? And in the meantime, how about working on your patience, okay? That's what I'm going to do, okay? I just love being with you. Have a good day, okay? Bye-bye.